website of the movie, you can find a link to her website and donate, write letters of support, because they really need it.
Thank you for making that movie.
I have to say, the greatest pleasure of my life right now is experiencing people experience this movie. So, thank you all for being a part of this.
Oh, there's one. Right there.
At the beginning of the film, you say years ago it was 1 in 10,000, now it's 1 in 150. Why? Is it because of diagnosis, or are the numbers?
The question is referring to the statistics at the very beginning, where in 1980, 1 in 10,000 kids in the U.S. were being diagnosed with autism, and now it's 1 in 150 as of this year. Actually, when we finished the film, we had a different statistic. We had to update it since the film's been finished. It was 1 in 166, and now it's 1 in 150. The question is that because of overdiagnosis, or why? There are a lot of people who believe it's because of overdiagnosis. I don't believe that that's true. From the people that I've spoken to and my own experience, I've talked with pediatricians who've been in the field for 30 years, educators. They all say that there just are many, many more kids who are neurologically sick. And nobody knows why this is happening. It's one of the more frightening mysteries, I think. And, you know, that's another part of the reason that this film was made, is really to kind of wake people up. Like, not only are these kids great, but they're here, and they're here in large numbers, and they keep coming at us. And now is the time to really do something about that, but also to begin to change our world, to accept these highly unusual individuals that are becoming part of our community.
I have a quick question, just while you guys are thinking of other questions. With this new generation of autistic children who are becoming adults, what do you think is going to happen to them? Do you think that, like, from your experiences with these subjects, what are their parents' intentions for them as they get older and as the parents themselves get older?
I think it's probably as big a question in their minds as it is in ours. I mean, we don't really know the full potential of these kids. Year to year, they change. From day to day, they change. I think that they want for their kids what we all want for our kids, you know, for them to have fulfilling, independent lives. And they feel it's their duty to do everything they can to make sure that happens. You know, but they live with that constant fear that won't happen, and that our society won't find room to accommodate these kids who become college students and then adults. I think we're going to have to accommodate them. There's too many of them to warehouse them. There's too many of them to discount them. And they have too many gifts to offer. So I kind of feel like our world is going to gradually shift, and people with autism are going to become more and more a part of our lives in the workplace, you know, in schools, in every facet of our lives.
Is there anyone up in the balcony that I can't see? Yeah? Okay, go ahead, just yell at us.
My son has a question.
Okay, go ahead.
How did you make the movie
was the question.
How do you make the movie?
Well, first you find some really cool people who you think are really interesting. And then you ask them if they mind if you follow them day and night for 6 months with your camera. And when they say yes, you turn on your camera and you shoot everything they do for 6 months. And then you get some people with you who are really talented, and you all go into these dark rooms with edit machines, and you start editing the 200 hours you've accumulated into a movie. And it's not easy. But it's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Is there more up on the balcony that I can't see? No.
There's a question here, Angie.
Yeah, I can't see anything. I'm so sorry. So just go ahead, whoever has a question. drew you to these subjects, and maybe you could speak a bit about the access that you had because it was so intimate with these families and some of the things that the parents actually sort of revealed to you are quite
amazing. I actually cast this movie. You know, we had figured out what we wanted to do. We had figured out, you know, we wanted to follow Elaine for a season of the Miracle Project. It was only the second time she did it, and I forced her to do it in a way with no safety nets, whereas before she had. But I went out there and I started meeting all sorts of parents and kids and putting up flyers, and it took about 2 months to find, and we narrowed it down to 11 fantastic kids and their parents, and I followed all of them for the 6 months. And then our first cut of the movie included all of them, and it was 4.5 hours long. I was really entertained for 4.5 hours, but everybody was saying, you might want to shorten it, so we had to start peeling people away, and it had nothing to do with who was better or more interesting. It really just had to do with the footage and the strength of the footage that we had. So that's how I found these people. And I was looking for kids that would represent the full spectrum of autism. I also was looking for a multiracial group. I was looking for a group that was also more mixed socioeconomically. As it turns out, these five are pretty similar socioeconomically, but the other 11, that's not the case.
And maybe what interests you, what brought you to this project?
I was trying to escape that question. Now, it's just a long story, but basically there was a group of people who wanted to make a film about autism, and one of them was Kristen Stills, who's Henry's mother. And I was asked by my friend Janet Grillo, who's one of the executive producers, to talk to her because she hadn't made a movie before, and I had been a documentary filmmaker, and I was just doing her a favor, just chatting away, giving free advice. Over a series of about 3-4 months, we had many conversations, and I found out that her goals for this film were to reach outside of the autism community and communicate to the larger world how great these kids are and how deserving of a place in our communities they are. And I said, well, if your intention is to get beyond the autism community, you really don't want to make a movie about autism, because nobody's going to come and see that. I said, what you want to do is make a movie about the kids themselves, and they're trying to achieve something, but autism is the obstacle that keeps getting in their way. And I said, find somebody who's, you know, find a group of autistic kids that are trying to put on a play, or trying to do an athletic competition, or some kind of academic thing. And it turned out that they knew Elaine Hall, and she was just making her way through the first season of Miracle Project. And I said, go shoot some footage, cut a trailer, raise some money, you know, you can keep calling me. And they did, and literally 3 months later, they called me up and they said, we've got the money, will you come and direct it? So that's how I got involved. Work for hire.
This room is mostly boys. Is that because not many girls came forward?
The question is that this group is mostly boys, and is that because mostly boys are affected by autism? And the answer is yes. The numbers we have are actually, just by chance, not by design, representative of the numbers. Boys are definitely more affected by autism than are girls. The question is, what were some of the reactions from the kids themselves when they saw the film? Henry had the strongest reaction, and he said he felt completely humiliated. Henry doesn't like to think of himself as somebody who has autism. And it's easy to see why. You know, he's so smart and so close to being a typically developing kid, that it kills him that he's not there. And then I said, Henry, well, you know, the truth is anybody who sees themselves in a documentary feels humiliated. You're not having an unusual experience. And he seemed to take some solace from that. And more of the screenings. And, but, you know, he's like, I'm done with this fame thing. I'm not kidding. Wyatt, I've never gotten a straight answer from. Neither from Adam. I don't think Lexi has seen it. Who else is in the movie?
Neil.
Neil said he typed out, it's good.
What about Claudia?
Claudia. Who's Claudia? I don't think there's a Claudia in that movie.
Claudia loved the film. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time between screenings, but Trisha is very eloquent, and she will be outside in the lobby. I know there are some questions up there.